The House Appropriations Committee this week recommended spending cuts for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in areas such as research and conservation. Speaking to the American Seed Trade Association's annual meeting Thursday, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack asked the industry for help in getting the message to lawmakers about the importance of agricultural research.
Given the fact that we have great universities, given the fact that we've committed for over 150 years, the important role of our land-grant universities, one would think that we would look for ways to support research, both privately and publicly. But the sad reality is that the current Congress is looking at a budget for the United States Department of Agriculture that's $3.3 billion less than it was when I first became secretary. The first full budget that the president submitted and that was passed by Congress is a full $3.3 billion more than what Congress is now considering for the budget for USDA starting October 1st. And a good portion of that reduction has come from research. Our research facilities at ARS, our efforts at ERS, our surveying at NASS, and our National Institute of Food and Agriculture efforts. So we need the seed association and the seed industry to encourage our friends in Congress to understand the importance of research.
Vilsack also told the seed industry representatives that research is important to pollinator health, a timely topic given this week is National Pollinator Week, and he noted that there are a variety of factors impacting bees in particular that need to be studied.
Some folks obviously focus on pesticides. That's part of it. Some folks focus on parasites. That's part of it. Some people will talk about the stress of transporting those hives from place to place. That's part of it. And some folks will look at the lack of diversity in some parts of the country in terms of crops and say, that's part of it. And the reality is that's probably all of it needs to be discussed.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.